This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. I'm Mark Boulanger. The international labour movement is at the forefront of the struggles for a just transition for workers as the world confronts climate change. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers, such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress. At a UN conference, she was asked why the labor movement is so concerned about the effects of climate change.
Jobs are core business for unions, and you may have heard that we started the campaign for a just transition with a saying that there were no jobs on a dead planet. So clearly, you know, we need to have a sustainable planet with decent work in order for the shared prosperity that provides workers with hope and security for a future. So climate is absolutely a workers' issue. The other issue is for workers, if you're going to transition every industry, and we must, to be net zero, then we need to make sure that that transition is just, and that requires unions to be at the table, whether it's at company level or indeed community level, if it's cities or government level, in terms of agreements that develop a plan, an agreed plan that gives workers the hope of a secure future. As somebody who's walked the coal fields and talked to miners and to their families, then that's a scenario that is very difficult for many of them to grasp. But we're actually beyond that. Investors are not investing in coal. Workers know that. What they want is, indeed, the simple but significant just transition measures that actually give them certainty. When will the jobs, whether it's in coal mining or coal-fired power stations, come to an end? What is the transition arrangement? So you need secure pensions. Sometimes you need a bridge to pensions if workers are just shy of their pension and make the choice to actually retire early. You need the guarantees that there will be income support, reskilling support and redeployment support for jobs either in other areas of an industry, so renewable energy versus coal-fired power stations, for example, often different skills and understanding, sometimes quite compatible, but depending on the technology, or separately, other areas of the economy. So it's not that there aren't jobs. The economic statistics show you that if you invest in climate action generally, you create jobs. The real question is, can we make sure that those jobs are available for workers who've been displaced? Or if they're in the north of a country and you're in the south of a country, what do you do to create investment in those communities that will offer jobs that are available for redeployment? These are the things that you have to tie down in an agreement so workers have certainty around their future. We've had many transitions. You can pick an area in the manufacturing sector or other sectors of the industry. They haven't always been just. We've seen whole communities decimated with shifting technologies, shifting industry focus. And what we need to do this time is make sure that the resistance to actually moving rapidly to stabilize the planet is actually reduced, because workers and their families can see that they have hope, that their communities will have investment, that they'll maintain jobs in the community, and that they themselves and their children will be able to see a future.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.